Are you stepping into your magic? Last week, the divine, or spirit, or God, or the universe, whatever you like to call it, I call it the divine, showed me something that validated this journey that we are all on together. When you put your intention out there, when you speak it to others, it shows up in your life. Now, this isn't something new. I've been talking about it for years, as have others. And yet, I discovered again how true it is. Let me tell you what happened. On Thursday, February 25, I wrote the blog for Saturday, February 27. I sent it to Christina, my assistant, and I left it in her capable hands to get it out to you guys and to get it posted onto www.queenanneproductions.com, which she did. Here's what the blog said, February 27, 2010. Today's affirmation, I tune in to the magic of my soul. Today I am clear about how magical I am. I realize that I have the ability to create my life to be just what I desire most. And while I'm aware I must learn how to do this better and better, today I spend time being present to that magic that I already am. I spend time being present to the power I already have. I spend time being present to the wonder that I have already created. Today I see my alchemist abilities grow and grow. I love feeling magical and charmed. I connect with these abilities and I realize that I am these abilities. I am magical. I am charmed. And so it is. Well, that Saturday night, the night the blog was published, as I was getting out of the shower and blowing out the candles, if I had taken a shower by candlelight, which was oh so nice, I thought, ah, magic. And then I remembered a number of other magical experiences of the day. A lovely nap, a yummy foot rub given to me by Francisco, my husband, a candlelight dinner with him, errands run that were fun and completely delightful, cuddling time with Pixie, my sweet kitty, a delicious fruit salad meal made with my favorite fruits, my Valentine's Day roses that were now in full bloom, a beautiful full moon that I could see from my window as I was taking my shower, a phone call with someone dear to me, and so on. You see, as we state our intentions not only to ourselves but to the world around us, and then we pay attention, we begin to notice how our lives show up and how the divine supports our intention. Now, here's the thing. If we are in alignment with our statement, then life just flows it to us, and we flow to it. If, however, we are not in alignment with our statement, well then, watch how the universe will show you the areas where you are not in alignment. It is then your work to move yourself into alignment with your intention. And that's always our work, by the way. Well, it's obvious that I was in alignment with feeling magical and charmed. I had no resistance to it. And yes, for those of you who are asking, there are statements that I write that I'm not fully in alignment with, of course. However, having said that, I am always moving into alignment with them and paying attention to what the divine is showing me and doing the work. Why? Because I want my life to be one that works for me in all ways, one that is so completely in alignment with my conscious intention that I have no resistance to being at one with the divine. It's worth doing the work. So here are the lessons from this. Number one, state your intention for what it is you want. Do you want a beautiful day? State it. Do you want a productive meeting? State it. Do you want to feel abundant? State it. Do you want to have abundance? State it. The universe hears and brings to you what you have stated. Number two, state your intention to others. And here's where it can get a little tricky. When you state your intention to others, be very clear that you may have those who will not support you. But guess what? These naysayers are your best teachers. Why? Because they are letting you know that a part of you believes or is fearful about what they are saying. Your work then becomes a work of clearing. clearing out the resistance within you so that you move into alignment with your intention. Number three, pay attention to how the divine delivers your intention, because it will. It might be in small doses. So what? Pay attention to them and fill yourself with gratitude for those doses. By doing this, you are strengthening your belief in yourself and in your ability to co-create with the divine. And before long, those action steps will be big doses. So your action steps are this, are these. To start playing with this in a conscious, co-creative way, it's time to take some steps. Number one, get clear about what you want right here, right now. And by the way, be gentle with yourself here. Choose non-resistant things that will help you build the energy of your belief in yourself and in your abilities. Number two, begin to state what it is you want to yourself and to the divine. Number three, if you are ready, begin to state what it is you want to others. Number four, pay attention to how it shows up in your life, in large or in small doses. Number five, acknowledge the areas that show up. This will increase your own believability in yourself. Number six, be grateful. You will begin to manifest more and more, faster and faster, with this one simple tool, gratitude. Seven, have fun with it. Until next time, have a wonderful day.